Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper or advertising agency, or volunteer or work on a political campaign? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best is how would you vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Were you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Or not very likely?
If I'm in town, I'll vote.
Definitely or very likely?
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, which political party are you registered? Republican, a Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Democrat.
Yeah, moving on. What is your main racial background, just to make sure we're reaching everybody? African-American, Asian-American, white Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 to 35? 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Over 65. Thank you. Moving on. Okay, here we go. Generally speaking, ma'am, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Definitely off the wrong track.
Off the wrong track. And for the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life or your daily life better? I'm going to read them all and you can pick one, okay? Corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime.
Definitely traffic.
Traffic, okay. Crime and neighborhood safety or housing and property insurance costs. You stick with traffic and congestion, correct?
Actually, insurance costs. Definitely insurance costs.
The insurance, the housing and property, okay. And although it's non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Will you definitely vote for the Democrat candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote for the Republican candidate, or slightly lean to the Republican? What best describes?
I will vote for the Democratic candidate.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I will vote for whoever I think is the best candidate.
Understood.
I mean, and that's not on the list, so.
Okay, understood. And that's very smart. But for the sake of the research, will you probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Should I record that as your answer? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Now, can you please, ma'am, tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of that, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Cindy Lerner. Favorable, unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Just somewhat.
Okay. And Richard Presnick, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado, same question, favorable or unfavorable? Or never heard of it?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, moving on. Would you now be asked for a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission? Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Manny C., Alexander Orola, Daniela Levine Cava, if you have to pick one.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Ms. Cava, okay. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Cava?
Definitely voting for her.
Definitely. Now, it's a primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. We're held today. I'm on the following candidates. From who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prestick, Raquel Regalado.
Raquel Regalado.
Ms. Regalado. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Ms. Regalado?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay. And generally speaking, man, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I'm unsure.
Okay. Now, moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. Now, the proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I think I would still vote in favor of the proposal.
Definitely vote in favor or probably vote in favor?
Yes, in favor.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please, ma'am, indicate if the mix...
How much longer is this? Because I have to get going.
If you can allow me at least 2 minutes so I can use the ones you already gave me, just a series of statements. Okay? I'm going to speed it up. Okay. Now, Lerner, please indicate if this will make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner. Now, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say that she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. When you hear this statement, will that make you support her much more, somewhat less, or much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference? Okay. Now, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence, peddling. Now, when you hear this statement, same question. Will that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference to support her?
No difference.
And Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest and ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Will that make you support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of the U.S. 1 and incorporate Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Much more, much less, or no difference when you hear the statement.
No difference. This is really against Cindy Lerner, huh?
This is the things you're going to hear during the campaign. I just want to know what effect it's going to have on you tell them. Okay. As a measure of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Makes no difference when it comes to support her?
No difference.
Okay, the last one. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values on the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Same question. Yeah, I got the same response from you.
No difference.
Okay. Yes. Now we go to the next candidate. I'm going to reach you real quick. I see a statement by Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if that makes you more or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission was held today. And if it makes no difference, you let me know, okay? Since Raquel Regalado has been in the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and a long-time residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. And when you hear this statement, Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or no difference when it comes to support her?
Not a difference.
Okay. And currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father, it's just more of the same. Same question, same options.
Yep. No different.
Okay.
Don't even bother reading them, I'm telling you.
No, I understand. Believe me, after this one, we'll be done, okay? So just allow me to continue. And this is one way for you to let them know that it makes no difference to you about the campaign that they are running, okay, ma'am? I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cover up with taxes on homeowners and active protections for renters and increased their property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules and efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to make their homes affordable. Now, this is something positive. When you hear this statement, will that make you to support her much more? Somewhat more?
No.
Somewhat less? No difference?
No difference.
Okay. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating autism, called safety program, with the police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Same question? The same options? Do I got the same answer?
Yep.
Okay. And as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resiliences, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Would that make you support her much more, somewhat more? Someone less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for 2024 re-election. Same question, same option. Do I get the same answer?
Yes. Yeah.
No difference? Okay. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. Whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Same question? Same options?
Yes.
No difference? Okay. Raquel Regalado has served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now is the only former school board member that ever served on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Same question, same option, same answer. Okay, the last one. Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share options. Same question, same answer, right?
Same answer, yeah.
Okay, ma'am, just to finish this up, now taking into account everything that you just heard, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Presnick, or Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably. Not
okay.
Definitely.
And prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
Neither.
Neither? Okay. And just to finish this up, man, the following are a list of websites online, newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Can you please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all? How about the Miami's community news? Do you follow them regularly, not regularly, or do not follow?
Not often.
Not regularly? Okay. How about the only end date? Do you follow them regularly or not regularly? Or not at all?
Not regularly.
Okay.
Not regularly.
How about the local newspaper like the Miami Herald or the Nuevo Herald?
I follow the Miami Herald, yeah.
Regularly? Okay.
Yeah.
How about the the key Biscayne Independent. Do you follow them regularly? Not regularly or not? Not at all? Okay. How about the local political blogs? Regularly, not regularly, or not at all?
You know what? Okay. I'm done. Sorry, but I have to go.
Just two more, ma'am. The AM Talk on News Radio. Do you follow them?
The what?
The AM Talk on News Radio. Do you follow them regularly?
No,
okay.
At all.
How about,
not at
how
all.
About the FM radio?
No.
Okay, no.
No. I don't follow them.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you consider yourself a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself on political views?
Moderate.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? A high school graduate, some college graduate with bachelor's, or postgraduate?
College graduate with bachelor's.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Believe me. Thank you very much, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, bye-bye.